The Mavs have the big three. The Tickets Mavs playoff postgame show has the big one and the little one. Ben and Skin bust out the HSOs immediately after every Mavs playoff game. Brought to you by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
A very fantastic opportunity is in front of every P1. And that is the opportunity to meet Kevin Scott.
Kevin Scott.
He will be at Austin Avenue in Plano tomorrow night from 7:30 until 9:30. He is really looking forward to this, he told me. That's at Parker Road and 75 out there. He will have ticket t-shirts for you to register to win. And Eduardo Najera autographed photo for you to register to win as well. And he will be watching, and you can watch it with him, the Little Mavericks and the Sad Sack Kings. He will invite you out there to watch it with him. So, I don't know. From where I sit, that is an offer that is just too good to pass up. So, go meet Kevin Scott tomorrow night at Austin Avenue.
It's going to be kind of hard for him, isn't it? As much as he hates P1s, watching the game with P1s?
Yeah, it is.
How are you going to pull that off, Kevin?
Oh, that's not true, Grego. You know that's not true. I love the P1.
You're thinking of me. You're thinking of me, Greg. I'm the one that hates him.
Oh, do you hate him, Danny?
Yeah.
Yeah, we sound a little bit alike.
And screw the P1.
That's right.
The P1.
What's up now?
Oh. Well, the elusive grape head has made its way out here, Grego.
Oh, man.
Look at it there.
I know it.
All purple and fizzing and bubbly.
Taunting you.
Yes, it is taunting me.
Talking to us.
Veiny.
That's right. It's veiny. That's right. It is. It's wonderful. All right, so let's bring on Cobra now, who has got a very special night ahead of him, right?
Yeah, tonight's a big one for me. It's a real big one. And for another guy on the crew, Kevin Scott. Oh,
Kevin Scott.
Hey, Cobra, as myself.
Kevin Scott.
Kevin
Scott.
And Mrs. Snake.
Kevin Scott.
We'll be attending.
Lady Snake.
Lady Snake.
You mean Turtle Dove.
We'll be attending the
Lady Cora.
U.S. Cora. Versus Mexico soccer match at the Cotton Bowl tonight.
Oh, boy.
So,
I mean, you never
you
know.
And, Lady Cora
after it's over.
Kevin Scott. Kevin Scott.
Stop.
Menage.
Where we will be.
Why in the hell would you want to go out there?
And it's
you
raining.
Know,
the hammer.
You'll never get it. You two will never get it because you don't like soccer.
No, I will. When the World Cup rolls around, I'm going to get into the World Cup.
Okay. You know what? When the World Series rolls around, I'm into baseball. But, you know, Garden Variety Game 9, I can't handle it. It's the same thing.
Good point.
Well, thank you.
We really turned around, didn't you, Greg?
I shut him up, didn't I?
Yeah.
This is a big deal, although it doesn't mean anything. It's a friendly.
Why is this a big deal, then?
Because you don't get to see the U.S. soccer team.
This is going to be like a spring training game where we saw DeJesus and guys like that.
No, it's very serious. These two teams will take this very serious. Jesus.
Well, it doesn't look like it's being well attended. From the little package Gina Miller did on him on the news.
Well, that's because it's starting in an hour and 20 minutes or something.
Yeah, but Mexicans turn out for stuff like that.
Yeah, but it's sprinkling. Nobody wants to get wet out there.
Yeah, they're all underneath the concourse. There will be, I'm predicting, not.
Oh,
well,
come in.
80% Mexican, 20% Anglo.
Perfect. 1% Chinese.
Zero. Thank God.
How many?
Why is that?
What?
Hey, don't count out the Tongan. We put out the word out here in the mid-cities. There will be a sizable contingent of them there.
You think the brother will be well represented at said soccer performance?
I know for sure there will be two because they will be playing. But it's
Beasley and who?
And Eddie Pope, I think.
Poop.
Yeah, Eddie Pope's playing. But other than that, there's not going to be many African-American fellows. It's going to be a lot of Mexicans, man. And it's going to be a lot of Mexicans cheering for Mexico.
It's going to be like the Alamo.
Yeah, it is.
186 Texans and 5,000 Mexicans.
I guarantee you there will be a fight in the stands tonight.
I bet there will be, too.
I guarantee
you. It might involve you.
It might.
You might have to fight your way out of there.
You know how the Mexican likes to leer at Anglo women?
No.
Well, no, I'm not really.
No,
I've never heard that before.
How was that?
Shut up, Danny.
Really don't know what you're talking
like
about.
Like the construction crew that...
Well, that's all construction workers. Why would Mexicans be any different?
Weird.
They enjoy leering at the nice, svelte Anglo woman with heaving
bosoms. Every construction
worker
I've ever seen just goes about his business.
Are you saying you might have to defend the honor of Lady Snake?
Yes, I am. If I catch too many wandering eyes.
Why don't both of you just stay the hell at home?
Because!
You don't need to go to this.
Yeah, you don't.
I mean, nothing good can happen by going to that stupid soccer game.
Yeah, it can. I can be filled with a great sense of pride for my country.
Right.
I can go out and boo the Mexicans.
Right.
That's half the reason I'm going, is boo those crazy-ass Mexicans.
Hey, you can stay home and watch the Fox News Channel and do that.
You know what sucks, too, is all these Mexicans who are making a nice living, supposedly, over here in the States, yet they're going to go up there and cheer for Mexico.
Not only cheer Mexico,
don't live here.
But probably boo the United States.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Don't live here.
You think they'll chant Osama?
Hey, they did it in Mexico a couple months ago.
I bet there will be small pockets.
There is no way.
Of really, really drunk ones that will.
You think Osama is going to be blurted out?
Oh, of course it will.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
It doesn't matter the nationality of the fan. Once they get drunk, they're just idiots.
I also fear, since it is kind of raining and the white man is kind of...
fearful of the rain?
Kind of prissy when it comes to that. That 20% may be whittled down to about 4%.
I think you may be shooting high on the 20%.
Really?
Yeah. People don't like soccer. I mean, right? Good, smart American people don't like
Greg,
soccer.
There's a reason that when the World Cup was here in 94, that every game sold out.
That's because it's a novelty.
He's right.
Once every 4 years, it's a novelty.
Well, foreigners did that.
No, they didn't. I was there. I'm not a foreigner.
Aren't you?
Well, no.
Okay, you're one out of what?
Well, actually, my
30,000 or however many they got into the Cotton Bowl for that?
It's just 75.
Like a Dallas Byrne game.
It just so amuses me that for 30, 40 years, they've been trying to cram soccer down the throat of Americans, and nobody's buying.
You know what?
They're not buying.
All I'm saying is look out for Freddie Doodoo, because if he's as good
Captain
as that...
Captain Doodoo.
Is that his cousin?
If he's... Yes, yep. Captain Doodoo is Freddie Doodoo's cousin. If he's as good as advertised, then we're looking at a Tiger Woods-like boom in soccer.
No, we're not.
Boom!
Yes, we are. Just look out. That's all I'm saying.
What are we looking out for?
Just look out.
We're looking out for the soccer boom.
Right.
The Freddie Doodoo soccer boom.
Right.
You need to look out for the Serape.
The soccer boom they've been predicting for 40 years, and it's never
happened.
You know
what? I don't remember any predictions of a soccer boom.
They've been saying that forever.
Who's they? Who are these they? Where are these people?
I remember 20 years ago they said, hey, in the next 10 years, soccer is going to overtake Little League Baseball. Hasn't happened.
Yes, it has.
No, it hasn't.
Youth soccer is huge.
It's not bigger than Little League Baseball.
Grego, yeah, it is.
No,
now,
it's not.
I guarantee you, youth
soccer
is...
Not here in the United States. And you know what? I'm just telling
you
here
wrong.
In the United States.
Okay, then where's this
they
Little League...
They televised the Little League World Series. They don't televise the Plano Youth League Championship.
They're right about that.
I'm not talking...
Right
okay, I'm talking about just people, as many people playing soccer as baseball,
and
as
you know
kids.
What?
They said it was going to be more popular.
Okay, well, now you're mixing words.
No,
which
I'm
one
not.
You, yeah, you
that's
are.
What they said.
No, well, you
they
just said, a minute ago
popular.
That it was bigger. What do you mean by bigger? I say there's more
bigger
kids playing soccer.
Bigger as in more popular.
Okay. Well,
But how do you measure popular? By numbers? Are you talking about on a youth level or on an adult level? Because on an adult level, sure, obviously baseball is
but
more
at a
popular.
Youth level, kids enjoy soccer. Now, they quit playing it once they get to,
junior high.
High school. But as far as kids go, you know, age kindergarten through eighth grade, ninth grade, it's every bit as popular.
It's a beating. Kids soccer is the biggest freaking whip in the world.
For you,
it's
Danny.
It's a mob of little monkeys out there chasing
for you.
A ball.
For you it is, yeah.
There's
but
no,
not for the kids.
I know, but
we're talking about
the
kids.
It's more popular than Little League Baseball.
I'm not saying it is. I'm saying it's every bit as popular,
it's
though.
More widespread. There's
okay.
More people doing it. That doesn't mean it's popular.
Yeah,
if there's more people doing
it,
then it's more popular.
Because all you
popular.
Have to do is find a field with no buildings on it and roll out a ball and you're set.
Fine.
Yeah, I mean, you say it's not more popular, but it's not like it's an army draft where they're drafting kids into youth soccer and forcing them to play.
You must play.
Obviously, they're playing for reasons because they enjoy it at some point. When they don't enjoy it anymore,
you know, one of these days, America's just going to give up, and they're going to say, you know what? You're right. Soccer's not that great of a game. Let them play it in all these other countries, and it can be huge, and they can be soccer hooligans and kill each other and do all that. You know what? We're going to be civilized over here.
And that would be
play,
a glorious day when that
we're
gonna happens.
We're going to play baseball. Right. We're going to play football.
And we're just going to run onto the field and attack the first base coach over here. So leave
right.
us alone.
Yeah, he's got
with my
there.
Son, with my drunk son.
Good point.
Well, that happens.
Good point.
That is a good point.
That happened once.
Right. Let me ask you two a question. Did you play soccer? Did you play soccer growing up?
No, they didn't have it. It was a better world then.
How about you, Mike?
No.
There you go. You're speaking out of ignorance.
No.
You're ignorant.
No.
Yeah, you are.
Not being ignorant on this.
Aren't you?
So I've raised a daughter and I know nothing about youth soccer?
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No.
Yes, I do.
Did she play?
Yes.
Okay, but you didn't. That's the point.
She played until she got sick of it, which didn't take very long at all, because she knows a good game when she sees it.
How about baseball? Is she pretty good at that?
It's just not
a good... What does that have to do with soccer?
I'm just saying. It's such a great game.
Yeah, you're just saying,
obviously
but we're not talking
play.
About baseball.
Well, obviously, if it's such a kick-ass game, she
we're
should
not
play
talking
that,
about,
right?
No, we're not talking about baseball. We're talking about soccer.
It's well, just I'm just asking a question.
It's a game that the Americans have never embraced, and they never will.
Well, when Captain Doo-Doo starts
now,
getting
not,
his stuff
I'm,
together...
I'm not going to speak for... You know, foreign countries, because I know that if you were to talk about the most popular sport worldwide, it's probably soccer. That doesn't matter to me. I don't care what goes on outside these shores, and if every other American would take that approach, we'd be a better country.
And I can't believe you're going to this thing tonight.
Why?
It's an event.
What's
so wrong with it? Just going and seeing a soccer game.
I mean, these two teams hate each other. This could get ugly out there.
Oh, yeah.
It could get ugly in the stands.
Oh, yeah. And I love that gag where a guy will look like he's been shot by a sniper. They'll come out there on a stretcher, and then 2 minutes later, he's out there kicking the ball again.
I'm sorry it's not as rough and tumble as baseball.
Well, at least
that's a real physical sport.
You know what? You don't see
more guys get hurt in baseball than any other sport for no reason.
You don't see him go out there on a stretcher and carry somebody off, and then he's in there hitting again the next inning. That doesn't happen.
Well, no. That's because roids are a bigger player in baseball.
Do you think that Jesus played soccer?
What's that?
Do you think that Jesus played soccer?
I can guarantee you that Jesus played soccer as a youth. Jesus.
And why are you taking your wife?
Because she's a soccer fan. She
that's,
plays soccer.
That's a real Doug Christie move of you.
Yeah, I guess it is. Hanging out with my wife is a Doug Christie move.
Missing little feet, Doug Christie.
Are you going to flash gang signs to each other the whole game?
Yeah.
Every time there's a pass?
I'm going to hold up little number one. Every time there's a successful pass, I'm going to kiss her on the cheek.
And when you go up to order your popcorn from a lady cashier, she's going to be pulling at your sweater.
Right.
Well,
and you won't be allowed to look at the lady cashier.
Right.
You'll have to look down. Or,
yes.
Well, the only thing I can say is, Cobra, have fun.
Well, Kevin's going too.
Well, Kevin, have fun.
I will, Grego.
Have fun.
I
guarantee you. I guarantee you we have a tremendous story to tell you tomorrow.
Oh,
I guarantee you.
Boy, I'll bet that game's going to be wonderful tonight.
I am the god of pizza.
All right, well, let's gear up for the two-minute drill right now. We'll do that by clearing the lines and reloading accordingly next year on The Ticket.